AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast. It's the podcast.
Oh, if you missed any of the show, you'll see what our opinions are on Sophie Monk and The Bachelorette. Yes. I think it's awesome. And oh, we do play the Prime Minister after 8 o'clock, but being family friendly, we have the unedited version. Let's put it this way. He's got more cheek than Tony Abbott in a pair of budgie smugglers.
He certainly has. Also, we find a couple of good news stories because there's so much bad stuff around.
Yeah.
And I tell you, the top 8 things I love it when my wife goes on holidays.
Now, listen, I just want to set this up. We got this morning we get our breakfast together. We sit there, we have breakfast, have a little meeting. Bridge was going off her head about last night's Bachelorette.
I love it. I love it because finally we have a bachelorette with a sense of humour, who was funny, who was down to earth.
Honest.
We spoke to Sophie Monk here in the studio, and instead of, you know, them sounding like Forrest Gump, Jenna, I love you, Jenna, at least we got someone who was funny, yeah. She is awesome, yeah. And an older woman. So someone like me can relate to her, that she's in her late 30s, she's trying to find love.
And a Gold Coaster.
And a Gold Coaster.
Yes.
Okay, so let's go through some of the bits here. Here's Eden, here's a scaffolder. What did you think of the guy, because they all try to impress, in the red and white Adidas tracksuit with the gold chain, breakdancing.
Something I bought that you might recognise. Boombox.
What would I recognise that?
Old school.
Yeah,
that's right, the boombox. He was trying to give her a hard time and she threw it back at him.
I thought it was Meet the Habibs.
And then very clever move from Sam. I've got my money on him. He's the one with the long hair. He won the special rose so he can go on 2 dates with Sophie Monk. And he had the long blonde hair, a bit Brad Pitt-ish.
Okay.
Very clever move. He got his 3 little nephews to turn up in their little suits, which is so cute.
To. Yes.
And this is how it rolled out.
What's the best thing he's ever done?
Taking us to Target.
How cool's that?
Taking us to Target. It was funny, I was watching it with Shay, my little niece, and she was going, they're cute.
Yeah. It was a good play, though.
It was. Now, I love a man bun, but Sophie was not a fan of the man bun from the same guy, Sam. Have
Did
a listen.
You get that when it was in fashion or what now?
Do I like man buns? Can I be honest?
No, I don't like them at all.
My nephews think I look like Thor sometimes, so...
Oh, can you turn around and have a look?
Yeah.
Oh, it's very Legends of the Fall, isn't it?
Great line from Soph. Very Legends of the Fall. You have to love that.
He's going to cut it off, though.
Now, this one. Don't do this. Men, don't. Remember that Sophie Monk is a singer. She's very good at it. Don't turn up with your guitar and start serenading her. Oh.
Me.
Oh, wow. This goes on and on. On and on and on and on. That's all he does. Oh, wow. It's so corny. She didn't know what to do with that. But we found the villain.
Yes.
And the villain of this series. He's a Kiwi. Yeah, he is.
Oh, no.
He's a Kiwi. He's a scaffolder. His name's Ryan. Now, first of all, when he gets into the house, Sophie's about to do her big speech to everyone that she's written and prepared. He's grabbed her and taken her away before she could even say her speech. Have a listen to Ryan. See what you think.
Why hasn't anything worked out before? I mean, yeah, Sophie, mate, you are who you are.
I haven't been looking in the right places, I think.
Yeah.
Do you think you can find love in something like this environment?
Well, I wouldn't be here if I didn't.
Yeah. You've got great hair.
Yeah, I certainly do.
Did you put streaks in it?
Do I look like the type of person to put streaks in my hair?
No, I was hoping you're not.
No, I'm not. Well,
you're
there
not.
You go. What's your go-to album that you're going to put on?
Yeah, I'm such a loser. It'd be
Come
like Justin
me.
Bieber.
Really?
Britney, yeah.
I thought you had a bit better taste than that.
Ooh.
No, it's terrible.
I might be able to change her.
Mm. And he's still in there.
Yeah.
What did you think? Now, first of all...
He asked her for $10.
He's going into Bradman's Tool of the Week.
Do you reckon?
No,
he
please.
Is. They always have to have a villain. I'm a bit annoyed that there's no Silver Foxes. Where are the older guys? She's in her late 30s and the guys in there were 24, 25,
that's,
29.
That's what I didn't get about it. Is they knew she was an older girl. Why didn't they put in a couple of 40-year-olds who were
exactly.
around the same market?
It's not
a 24-year-old going 37. Yes, it does work, but you've got to have an even playing field from the ages of 45 all the way down. So I found that. And I know it's they've got to go to a cocktail party, but can't they just dress normally? and
no,
just jump out.
No, that's the dress code.
Be not. Well, red tracksuit's not a dress code.
No, he did change into a nice suit. But seriously, at 24, I've done that. You can't guarantee they've got a license or a car, let alone.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll still be living with their mother. And obviously, at that age, they don't want to settle down and have kids. They just want to be the villain and I'm a celeb, get me out of here next year.
Yeah.
But what would you do to me? What would you do for me? If
me?
I was there, yeah.
Oh.
Go on.
You know how the one of them walked out with three kids, I'd have to say, well, they're mine.
Yeah, you would too, from three different women.
Yeah. For me, I'd carry some dogs.
Yeah, that'd get me.
It'd get you.
That'd
I'd
get
have
me.
Two dogs and I'd be, yes, I've got roses.
Yes, puppies, if you bring puppies.
Ooh,
hey?
Yeah.
What about singing to me?
I could sing.
Go on.
No, I can't.
Have a go, like that guy.
Who?
That guy that was singing before.
You can't sing.
Go on.
Don't do it to us.
Ooh, you and me. You and me.
Stick to the puppies.
And you're on your own at the moment.
Very exciting. And
why is that exciting when your beautiful wife leads? Look at his dimples going off. Why is that exciting?
I do enjoy time on my own when my wife, Cherie, she's headed down to New Zealand or across to New Zealand with my son, Boston. So home alone. And I think anybody who lives with a partner can refer to this. And
right.
It doesn't matter if you're the male or the female. There's certain things you love it when your partner goes away. So I'm going to give you the top eight things I love it about when Cherie goes away.
Beauty, I love this.
Yeah. Don't you love it too? He's brave when she's not here,
yeah.
AJ.
Well, the thing I love about Cherie, she goes to New Zealand. So they're 2 hours in front. So that means 6 o'clock our time, 8 o'clock their time, she's in bed. So after 6 o'clock, I know for a fact I'm not going to get any text messages, no phone calls. It's just peace and quiet, stress-free. And number seven, I love it when you can go to the fridge and know there's going to be enough milk that you left before. Because there's nothing worse than getting up in the morning and realising that they've decided to add cereal and there's no milk left. At number six, watching footy on Friday night.
Yeah.
Been able to watch footy on Friday night and not hear, oh, is it over? Are you coming to bed yet? How much longer? You just don't want to listen to that. It's finals footy.
No.
It's like beautiful peace and quiet. And number five, the thing I love about it is, Saturday, Arvo, if I go to the pub and say I'm going to be home at 4 and get home at 6, I don't have to sneak in.
Well, don't say you're coming home at 4 then.
Well, I don't have to sneak in. I can just come home and, yeah, with a smile on my face, as happy as I want. No stress at all. And number three, I can cook at number four. Sorry, I can jump in my car and the fuel isn't on empty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That is one of the greats.
You always go on about
that. You always get that. At number three, cook a meal that everyone's going to eat because I'm home alone. So it's brilliant. At number two, I can go to bed with $160 in my wallet, wake up with $160 in my wallet.
Oh, come on.
And the number one thing, I love it when your partner's away and Cherie's away at the moment.
Oh, God, we get a drum roll for this. All right.
I can put my clothes down in a pile and the next day they are going to be in the same spot at the same time as where I left them so I can use them again.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the news without the bad stuff.
I get a good feeling, yeah.
AJ, Bridge and Spiders, Good News Week.
We like to celebrate all the good news around us.
So many
good
news.
Even overnight, I mean, with the Mexico and the earthquake, there's so much terrible news out there. We like to focus on the positives. I'm going to kick it off today. There's a new brand of clothing line for women called Adrift. And it's for any age and shape and size. So they had the catwalk models yesterday. There was a beautiful 82-year-old woman. Her daughter was in it. There's large women. There's tall women. There's short women. And
awesome.
About time that a clothing designer designed for every single shape and size. So it's from a size 8 to 22. Because you know what annoys me is when a size large in a shop is a size 12. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm a 12. Am I large? Oh, be careful.
No.
Exactly right. So, you know, it's not good for a woman's psyche. So here's the lady, and she designed it for especially, she was so annoyed with poor stay-at-home mums where their confidence was a bit hit. Here's Rebecca Puller and what she had to say.
And I thought, this is a shame. These lovely women that are starting to lose confidence, they can't find clothes that they want to wear that fit them, that they feel good in.
The women.
See, how nice is that? So it was so good to see that this, it's called Adrift.
Adrift.
And support them because they're supporting women of all shapes and sizes. Because let's face it, we don't come in one size.
Where do we buy Adrift?
Adrift. Oh, anywhere. You can just go onto the goggles.
Goggle it.
Yes.
Goggle it. And my good news story of the week is, and we had a lovely caller earlier in the week saying that she was in the drive-thru at Zarafas And at the back of Zarafis, she got to pay and she said, no, the car in front of me had already paid for my coffee.
Oh.
So if you are going through a drive-through and you want to do a good deed for the day, so you know what? I'll give you an extra $5 or $10 and I'm shouting the car behind me. And then that actually snowballed. So most people didn't buy, well, they did buy a coffee, but they brought it for the car behind them. So they weren't paying for their own. They're paying for everyone else's coffee. So
that
was at Zarafis, but can happen anywhere.
My good story of the week is I was asked to join a couple of old buddies of mine, my very good friends, Bridge and Spider, to do the breakfast show.
Let's hug it out.
Under certain conditions.
Okay. What are you doing? Okay, there you go. Great hug.
You didn't hug anyone.
Look at the defence mode. He's like,
not a hugger.
Well, it is a good news week with you on board, darling, darling. VB all the way.
Malcolm Turnbull.
And joining us, as he does every Thursday, our beautiful Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. Malcolm, let us introduce you to our new member, AJ.
Yeah. Hello to you, AJ.
Hello, Prime Minister. It's lovely to converse with you on here.
Absolutely. Well, it's nice to hear a man with mellifluous tones similar to myself. You're obviously well brought up. Your mother and father did a good job, but I've heard a little bit of your backstory already, AJ, so if you wouldn't mind putting down the form guide and listening into this interview.
Please, Prime Minister.
I think I've seen you down at the Omeros Brothers restaurant, haven't I?
Oh, yes.
Just dining down there with great alacrity. And good morning to you too, Spider.
Yes, good morning, Prime Minister.
I was recently on the Goldie. They're going to have to get AJ on the billboards now, aren't they?
Yes. Prime Minister, you defended the No campaign Right to Sky, right? No, over Sydney on the weekend. Isn't that sending the wrong message?
Well, no. And by no, I don't mean I'm voting no, just no.
Right.
It's not sending the wrong message.
Right.
All right.
The No campaign have a democratic right to voice or skywrite their opinion. And I like a bit of skywriting, Bridge. It reminds me of happier times, doesn't it? The big blue sky there and the planes writing the letters out. Oh, what's it going to write? No, something a little bit homophobic, but never mind. It just reminds me of being up the Hawkesbury with my father, Bruce. But when the vote no sign started to drift, if I turned upside down, vote no became onions. And I thought, well, that's going to shit Tony no end. So it turned into a great weekend. Old onions. Old onions. Abbott himself.
He loves it, doesn't he?
Another one, you nonce.
Prime Minister, just wondering if you're a Bachelorette viewer. Did you watch Sophie Monk on The Bachelorette last night?
Massive Sophie Monk fan, right back from the beginning in Bardot Pop Stars. Lucy, of course, liked the Ranger, Katie Underwood. But I've always had my eye on Sophie Monk. I like a little bit of Bogan, too, in my woman. Sometimes I get Lucy to wear a flanny, light up a durry and pop a few smoke rings. I don't think she'll be making a tool of herself.
This is my favourite part every week. See, what happens, AJ, is we wrap it up with a song from the Prime Minister.
A lot of people didn't know the Prime Minister can sing, but he has a favourite song every week.
Yes.
Well, that's right, Spider, and this isn't one from the Selector and the Bentley. I was rowing out to my sloop the other day on Sydney Harbour, and as I got onto the yacht, I just started humming You're So Vain by Carly Simon. Walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht, and I've got one. Strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf was apricot. You had one eye on the mirror and watched yourself go out. And all the girls dreamed they'd be your partner. They'd be your partner. And all together now,
you're so vain.
And before I go, I just want to say the Gold 92.5 rocks all the school holiday makers on the Goldie. Get into it and enjoy yourselves. Good people.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.